Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. You know what a fornicator is? We just got through talking about that, right? So that's having sex with somebody that you're not married to. Male and female. Adulterer. You know what an adulterer is, right? That's people that are married. Having affairs with other people that's married, or are a married person having an affair with a single person, but marriage is involved. Nor effeminate. What is effeminate? And he goes on to say, abusers of themselves with mankind. You also see that similar language in Romans. He's talking about homosexuality. He's also talking about things like cross-dressing and being a transsexual and those kind of things. My heart goes out to people that are confused in these areas, because a lot of them have just not heard the truth, and they do have desires in these areas. It's very real. But what have we been talking about half the evening? Just because you have a desire, that does not mean that's what you are. Right? Desires can change. You see, people, you know, say, well, I'm a woman in a man's body. And it's a tormenting thing. It's wrecking their life. It's chewing them up inside and out. But what they don't realize is, I don't have to be a slave to this desire. Maybe you do have those desires. Maybe you do have those feelings. And it's very, very real. But the power of God can change feelings. Amen. And can change desires. Amen. That's what living by faith and walking with God's all about. Just because you feel something don't mean you say, oh, this is it. I feel like I'm going to die, so y'all get the funeral ready. No. By stripes I'm healed. Amen. Fight it. Resist it. Well, look at all these debts and look at this. I feel like I'm going under, so hey, I guess I'm just going. No, no. Fight it. Resist the feelings. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Feel like I can't serve God. Yeah, but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It's what the faith life is all about. Amen. Listen, if you encounter people that are confused in these areas, don't laugh. Don't judge. Don't make fun. Somebody says, well, I've never even had a desire, never even had a temptation that way. Exactly. Most of you didn't get that. So, well, I've never even been tempted to want another person of the same sex. Exactly. So you can't say. Did you hear me? So, you know, and sin in one area is just like sin in another. Amen. It's failing to obey God. It's failing to follow your heart. Don't ridicule. Don't laugh. Don't make fun. Don't judge. When people are hurting, you should care. Yes. When they're in torment, you should care. Yes. And the best thing is, we got the answer. Yes. Amen. We got the answer. Yes. Not just theory and philosophy. There's power in the good news. Amen. Amen. There's power in the gospel to set people free. No matter what they've been. Can God forgive a pedophile? Yes. And cleanse them? Yes. Could they still be used of God? Yes. Yes. A liar? A murderer? Prostitute? Homosexual? Adulterer? Makes no difference. The sin, Jesus died and paid the price for all the sins. All the sin. You might think one sin's worse than another, but that's just your thinking. Yeah. That's just your mentality. It's all been paid for. Amen. And if you'll believe and you'll receive, I don't care what you've done. I don't care what terrible depths you've sunk to. If it's Satan worship, if it's witchcraft, I don't care what it is. God will forgive you. Amen. He will cleanse you. He will wash you. Hallelujah. Make you righteous and holy with His own self. And enable you to be used of Him. And have a place of honor. Even if you've blasphemed Him and cursed Him. He'll forgive you. I said He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. And use you. Oh, thank God. Don't you love Him so? Aren't you glad you know who He is and that you serve such a God? Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. Keep reading. He said, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. How many can see in this list? So we've been talking about how to reach your physical goals. You may think I've digressed. But if you've been a womanizer, you ought to have a physical goal to quit that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If you've been a drug addict, you ought to have a physical goal to get clean.
Amen.
This is not only about losing a couple of pounds
or
100. Can you see that in case after case, fornicators, adulterers, idolaters, effeminate, thieves, drunkards, these people are not in control of their flesh.
Right.
Are they? Their flesh is out of control. Same God that can help you get in control to not be a drunkard anymore or not be an adulterer or whatever. Same power, same God, same principle can help you to control your eating or your spending or whatever. We should be in control of these bodies. Right? He said, skip on down to verse 20, for you are bought with a price. So glorify God where? In your body
and
in your spirit, which are God's. Should God be glorified in spiritual things in us?
Yes.
Certainly, we all know that. What about physical things?
Yes.
Should He be glorified?
Yes.
Should people look at our house and want to glorify God?
Yes.
Should they look at our clothes?
Amen.
Look at our body? Look at the way we conduct ourselves? The way we talk, the way we handle ourselves, the way we interact with other people and see God's goodness in every part of our life. That was too weak. Do you believe that's the will of God? Am I reading the Bible? That God should be glorified not just only in our spirit, but also in our body. Should it be glorified in our finances? People see how blessed we are. Things we're able to do. Amen. Things we're able to do for other people. Should people be able to lift up their hand and go, glory to God. Because you bailed somebody out or you paid something off for somebody or you underwrote a project.
Amen.
And used to, you couldn't have, you know, bought a tank of gas to get out of town.
Amen.
And God's brought you to the place where you can do some substantial things.
Amen.
Is that the will of God?
Yeah.
And God gets glory out of that.
Yeah.
That excites me.
Yeah.
Because I sense a spark in some people's hearts when I said that. You got vision in you. You're coming up. Amen. That's wonderful. That's good. It makes me happy. Our preaching has not been in vain. Hallelujah. Go with me to the 9th chapter now, please. 1 Corinthians 9 and 27. 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I had preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Who's talking here? The Holy Spirit is inspiring the Apostle Paul. Would you consider the Apostle Paul to be a spiritual man? No question. Did he have to control his body?
Yes.
Who is he talking about here?
Himself.
He said, I do what?
Keep my body under.
Another translation says it like this. He said, I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Can you be disqualified from some things God had planned for you by not controlling your flesh. Yes, you can. And it's a sad thing to miss out on blessings. Just in the few years I've been in the ministry, I know people whose churches were large and flourishing and strong and now nothing. I know people who are in the ministry and anointed and revelation in preaching and teaching, now not in the ministry at all. No spiritual impact. Why? Not controlling their flesh. Affairs. Not controlling their desire for money. Well, is that the will of God?
No.
That church went down to nothing?
No, sir.
That work dried up? That they don't have a ministry anymore? No, that wasn't the will of God. Well, then things that God had planned for them to be into and happen are not happening. Some people don't believe that, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is. Just because God has planned something for you, that doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen or that it will happen in its entirety in your lifetime unless you make the commitment to it. Amen? And you follow Him. Now, the devil doesn't want you to do the will of God. So he is going to endeavor to tempt you. I don't care if it's alcohol or if it's drugs or if it's sex or if it's money or through the lust of your eyes, your flesh, the pride of your life. He'll try to do something to get you to stumble and fall to prevent those good things from coming to pass in your life and to stop the plan that God had for you. And the thing he's able to work with is the flesh. That's the hook. That's why even a man like the Apostle Paul, who's been caught up to the third heaven, who saw things in God that you couldn't articulate in natural speech, got revelation that fills over half the New Testament. But a man like this, he said, I have got to keep this body under control. Yeah. Talking about his own body. I got to keep this body under control, lest after I preach to others how to do, I myself should wind up disqualified.
Yeah.
Isn't that a powerful statement?
Yes, sir.
From such a man as this?
Yeah.
So there's nobody, no man or woman, no minister, no layperson that's immune from being tempted. Right? But here's the good news. We've already talked about this. Neither is there any temptation that is irresistible.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Freedom from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R130. That's R130, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.